With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A $1.2 trillion budget just recently signed by President Biden includes hundreds of millions for stepped-up border security, just not in the U.S. Townhall.com notes the measure funds border projects in Egypt, Jordan and Lebanon, Oman and Tunisia. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the best minds in the world are involved in plans to reopen the channel into Baltimore Harbor, blocked by the wreckage of the Key Bridge. Crews have set about the monumental task of removing the twisted steel and concrete. Moore says one of the priorities is reopening the crucial port of Baltimore, one of the nation's busiest.
This is not just impacting Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Ohio. It's impacting the restaurant in Louisiana and in Tennessee. This is impacting the entire country.
More on Fox News Sunday. Four construction workers are unaccounted for, presumed dead, in the wake of Tuesday's bridge collapse. Also at SRNNews.com, the eatery in Nashville's Salem Town neighborhood was packed with people enjoying Easter Sunday brunch. Two men started arguing. One of them pulled a gun. And when the shooting was over,
eight persons were transported from the scene. One of them deceased. Five others confirmed gunshot victims. One other with a scratch, the cause of which we're not sure at this point. And then one person who wanted to go to the hospital due to a panic attack.
And now there's a manhunt. Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron telling WTVF-TV they're looking for 46-year-old Anton Rucker, whose police say has a previous criminal record. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later on. The Dow futures are up 112 points. NASDAQ futures 91 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion in a new poll.
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament have, by a wide margin, approved a gay marriage bill. If the measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asia country to allow homosexuals to legally wed. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house, and then on to the king for a royal endorsement. Asia is seen as a more socially conservative region, but aggressive campaigns are beginning to make inroads. This is SRN News. Most California fast food workers now earning at least $20 an hour.
A new law mandating the minimum wage increase for fast food employees effective Monday. The increase has been cheered by workers and unions who say it will provide a livable wage. But some business owners say it will cause them to raise their prices or simply lay off workers. California's minimum wage for most other jobs has doubled to $16 per hour over the last decade. Jason Walker reporting.
Traffic is moving only intermittently after a stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. The collapse on the coastal route occurred amid rain Saturday afternoon near Rocky Creek Bridge, south of Monterey, sent chunks of asphalt tumbling into the ocean from the southbound side of the road. More details at SRNNews.com.